Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Frederick Douglass, Maryland-born slave, American free speech pioneer, a world-traveling orator of abolition during the pre- and post-era of the Civil War, fought for both racial equality and women's suffrage, a path that led him to become America's first half-white, half-African-American to run for vice president of the United States. Douglass's Rochester, New York statue was recently torn down, coincidentally on the 168th anniversary of his What to the American Slave is Your 4th of July speech. As of this report, the morons that toppled the representation of everything Black Lives Matter claims to be have yet to be apprehended, and the motive still remains unclear. Could it be yet another Bubba Smollett race-baiting hit job, or is this another case of the millennial horde of imbeciles tearing down anything that represents some form of triggering pseudo-authority? And if this is a form of retaliation, judging by the drunk college students who did this back in 2018.
The 6'7" sculpture was ripped from its base at Tracy Street in Alexander shortly after midnight Sunday. A witness gave us cell phone video showing two men carrying that statue down the street. Two St. John Fisher College students were arrested, John Bodeker and Charles Milks, charged with criminal mischief.
Can we expect the gavel to fall harder on Americans after the Marxist Black Lives Matter set the stage? As is for the couple who are facing hate crime charges for daring to paint over the Black Lives mural in California. Will this path transform our court system into a communist-style Politburo? The statue pillaging is as confusing as it is stupid. But stupidity is law now, as the Democrats' defund movement shifts into high gear.
They want to defund the police, but that's not stopping three city council members from having the city pay for their private security after receiving threats.
A city spokesperson says the security details are costing the city $4,500 a day for a total of $63,000 for the last 3 weeks. In a text message, Councilmember Cunningham said, "I don't feel comfortable discussing the death threats against me or the level of security I currently have protecting me from those threats."
Accelerating a lawlessness that is just showing the first signs of unyielding chaos as homicide skyrockets in New York with an increase in executions in broad daylight, and more children are caught in the crossfire.
We're fighting the enemy within when we are shooting each other up on our streets in this city, and you shot and killed a baby.
Sakoria Turner was shot near here, outside the Wendy's parking lot, where 27-year-old Rayshard Brooks was killed at the hands of a white police officer last month.
You talk about Black Lives Matter, but at the end of the day, we killing each other out. We killing our babies.
Another violent weekend, deadly for far too many and far too young.
Help us,
the grief-stricken family of 7-year-old Natalie Wallace shot in the head while playing outside in the yard of her grandmother's home in South Austin.
But according to Don Lemon, their lives are a separate issue.
When you look in the city of Chicago, there are 9 children who died by gun violence, by black-on-black gun violence, from June 20th all the way to today. And you're talking about, even with the Atlanta child murders, there were 28 kids who died in 2 years.
The gun culture in this country is prevalent, but I don't understand what that has to do with a movement that's for equality for black people. It's not mutually exclusive. If you care about equality for black people, that somehow you're going to stop random violence or, unfortunately, kids from being shot. It just seems like apples and oranges.
Representative Ilhan Omar clearly stated the Democrats' remedy for oppression in the United States.
As long as our economy and political systems prioritize profit without considering who is profiting, who is being shut out, we will perpetuate this inequality. So we cannot stop a criminal justice system. We must begin the work of dismantling the whole system of oppression wherever we find it.
Frederick Douglass, who incisively spoke out against oppression during an era of real despotism, could have never imagined that his message would be forgotten and destroyed by people using their own claims of injustice to destroy themselves and everyone around them. John Bound reporting.
We'll be back. Stay with us. As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush.
Question to ask an American politician, maybe easier around the world, but have you ever considered what would happen if the election result came out as you being the winner and Trump refused to leave?
Yes, I have. I was so damn proud. You have 4 chiefs of staff coming out and ripping the skin off of Trump. And you have so many rank and file military personnel saying, whoa, we're not a military state. This is not who we are. I promise you, I'm absolutely convinced they will escort him from the White House with great dispatch.
So we're not a military state. We're just a state where the WHO, the UN, and multinational corporations and rogue states and rogue mayors dictate to the president, to the courts, to the legislative branch, that we have no borders, no wall, no USA at all. And now the official Democrat Party platform is to abolish the U.S. and open us up to 600 million migrants with, quote, replacement migration. I'll show you those documents in a moment. But first, there is a major move in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, Foreign Affairs of the CFR, across the country. Here's the headline from Infowars.com. Emergency global broadcast. Deep State announces new coup plot. Dem leaders and major publications saying military brass are preparing to remove Trump. Don't just believe InfoWars. Here it is. This is the latest. Military would escort Trump from the White House. Here's another one. CNBC. Goldman warns delayed election results this November, similar to Bush-Gore, could rock the market and predict there's going to be delayed issues because the Democrats are trying all this criminal fraud, all these mail-in ballots, and they say they're going to contest it if Trump wins. So it's going to be contested, and then when Trump contests what they're saying, they're setting the stage that the military will remove the president. Here's the latest. Trump could lose and not leave, but cabinet members who try to help him face prison. This is a syndicated column in newspapers all over the country. This came out of the StanfordAdvocate.com. And it says November's approaching fast. And it's a whole group of people, again, from the Washington Post, where this article originated from, saying that people better not support Trump if he challenges the results, even though Democrats are going to challenge it if he wins, and that they are prepared with the military to remove Trump. This is all part of their bravado, preparing everyone, acting powerful, claiming the military's behind him, just some shadowy group, and that anyone that aids him and speaks out and says that he's right, you will be arrested for your speech. And if you complain about the Democratic Party's new platform, saying they're going to replace Americans with migrants, 600 million replacement migration, now part of the Democrat platform, Biden officially signed on to it last night. Sacha Baron Cohen and the ADL say you will be purged and you will be arrested. We played the clip yesterday. So they're now saying we're going to arrest you if you don't let us take the country over. With November fast approaching, here's a recurring question that can't easily be dismissed as alarmist fretting or grim humor. What if President Trump loses his bid for re-election but refuses to concede and instead clings to power? That means, oh, it's preposterous that he'd win, and if there's any questions and he challenges it like 2000, well, we can't do it. And they go on in the article, it's a long article, to say the military is ready and that he will be arrested, but also anyone else that does not go along with it, anyone on his cabinet, that if they believe the election has been stolen and they speak out against it, that they will be charged. And then they talk about there's also specific to the military that demand obedience to one only legitimate president under one provision, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff executing order under someone who's not an lawful president could be deemed to have failed to do his utmost to prevent and suppress mutiny or sedition being committed in his presence. The same provision criminalizes even attempting mutiny or sedition. Moreover, another statutory provision criminalizes soliciting or advising the commission of mutinies. Did you hear that? So if you argue that Trump really won and there's fraud and the Supreme Court should challenge this, they've already laid out how they're telling the military and others, if you stand with the president, you're going to go to jail. They're the ones preparing the mutiny. They're the ones saying we want a depression and COVID-19 to shut things down. They're the ones with fake testing numbers to jack up the numbers and create fear. They're the ones saying we want a depression. They're the ones saying they hate the American flag. They're the ones saying they hate the existence of the very country. You got to go read it. It's a long article, and I've got a bunch of other ones here. Look at this one. This is from the Council on Foreign Relations. America's Democratic Unraveling. Notice, they create the mutiny, say Trump's creating a mutiny. They create the unraveling, admit they're doing it, then say, oh, Trump's doing it. And it says right here that because Trump has caused the unraveling, the armed forces may be able to restrain him as well, as evidenced by the forceful rebuke he received from former Defense Secretary James Mattis ever threatening to deploy U.S. Army and National Guard against protesters. They weren't protesters, they were looters. But it would be a sad day in America if he had to depend on the military to save our democracy. And they go on to talk about the military removing him. Savannah Hernandez, our great reporter, and, of course, Owen Schroyer, hosting The War Room, are both here. We're going to cover other subjects with you when we come back. But right now, Owen, give us a minute or two on what you think about this situation. They're preparing the groundwork for the open mutiny coup and then saying it's Trump's fault, inverting reality.
I think they've lost confidence in the censorship in the media. They see the real polls that have Trump, I don't know how far ahead of Biden. Biden really has no support. It's just Trump versus anti-Trump at this point.
He's the placeholder for the coup to remove Trump, overthrow the country, and then put it in whoever they want.
So they obviously think that their just blatant election fraud isn't going to work. So they're getting ready to kind of unveil this plan. What I think they may do, though, they may have television media come on the night of the election and say, oh, Biden won, even though Trump did win. And they'll just have the whole censorship grid rolled out just like they did with COVID. They'll stop, just like they stop any doctors from talking about hydroxychloroquine or stop any doctors from talking about the fake test.
Exactly. Results. This has all been a dress rehearsal for stealing the election and having big tech AI totally suppress it all.
And then so they'll come in and they'll say, oh, Biden won. And then Trump will say, no, Biden didn't want it. Then it'll be the president versus the media. Just that'll be the playing field. You know, our question now, Alex, is we basically have three options. One option is attack. And I mean, literally, like, time to mount up and we'll go make our own autonomous zone. And we'll drag these Democrats out by the scruff of their neck.
Yeah, the autonomous zones will be inside the Capitol.
Yeah. And so that's one. We can attack. We can do that. Two is patience. We can sit back and wait. and see, okay, let's see what happens in the election night. Let's hope for a good thing. Maybe a big red wave, a bunch of patriots get into Congress, and we can actually do this peacefully and politically. And then the third option is retreat. Go to the hills, mount up, get emergency food, get by a body of water, get by, you know, a mountain, get a bunch of guns and ammo. And,
well, I'm doing,
you know,
both.
So, but I guess the philosophical thing we have to wonder now is, for example, if we want to attack or if we want to wait, or like, at what point do we measure?
At what point do we have to choose before we've had the choices taken?
Or is it, okay, if Trump wants to let them steal the election from Trump, okay, fine, that's Trump's decision. We're not going to let them take our country. So
they've already told us the contact tracers are coming to our houses. And they go, oh, by the way, they're going to be political. They're the youth brigades Obama wanted. This is their whole rollout.
Hey, we want to be on the field. We want to be on the front lines. We are the tip of the spear. Trump has let them censor us. Trump has let them lie about us, sue us into submission. We're still fighting. So, hey, you know, at the end of the day, are we fighting for Trump or are we fighting for America? I'm fighting for America.
Let's be clear. But Trump is there for us. He's doing a great job. But Owen, all the points you made are great. But at the end, it doesn't matter. We're under a globalist attack. We've just got to fight. I want to hear what Savannah Hernandez thinks about this when we come back and get into other big subjects. But when you were saying that, it just hit me. We've got to hammer this every day for the next 115 days so America knows this is coming. Because the Democrats and all their elitist publications are preparing for the coup and saying they're doing it and saying they're going to challenge the election, but Trump isn't allowed to. And they're going to arrest people across the board that don't submit. We'll talk about this with Savannah Hernandez. No one's sure, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. There couldn't be a more important subject. Tell folks to tune into your local radio stations right now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And we talk about a subject like this, we start talking fast, we start hyperventilating because we're not reading off teleprompters. We're reading out of the Washington Post saying the president's going to be removed from office if he challenges the election in any way, even though the Democrats say they're going to challenge it and are involved in massive fraud. And the military will be arrested if they don't follow Democrats' orders to arrest the president. So this is a constitutional crisis. Savannah Hernandez is here with us. Again, I'm Alex Jones. I wanted to get you guys in here about all the SJW activity and Owen going down to the Austin City Council yesterday, where they're doing $2,000 fines. They've announced the lockdown of the city to begin within the next week till at least December 31st. That hasn't been really announced yet. It's in the fine print. Also, they're announcing wear masks inside your house statewide. This is just total cult level takeover. Governor Abbott has totally smoked Soros, UN dope. We'll talk about that next segment. But Savannah Hernandez looking at them openly after the fake Russiagate, trying to block him being inaugurated, the fake rape gate, the fake Ukraine gate, all of this insane crap, the massive censorship, all of it. Where do you think this country's going with 115 days? What do we do to beat the drum to expose this plan they've got?
I mean, coming out on air and exposing all of this and talking about it is a great way to do that, Alex. And I'm glad that you have the platform now to be able to do that, to expose this information.
Well, the listeners have the platform if they promote it.
Right, definitely. And, you know, they've been laying the groundwork for this since Trump got into office. Hillary Clinton has already come out so many times and said that, well, what if Trump loses in 2020? He's not going to leave the White House. So she's been already laying the groundwork, planting the seeds for this. And then also as well, look at what Twitter did. They're trying to push the idea that mail-in voter fraud was not a real thing, that it was fake. So we've been constantly lied to, and they've been laying the groundwork for all of this to continue to lie to us and push President Trump out of office. So this is not surprising in the least, and it is very important that people use their social media accounts or go out in the street and bring light to this type of issue, because it's very real and it's coming up very quick in November.
Exactly. We're 115 days out. They're going to do it. They've beta tested, as Owen rightly said. This COVID lockdown of information is a total test, and they're saying you're not allowed to say voter fraud exists even if you catch it. So they're going to deny it. They're going to deny the mail-in fraud. They're going to deny all sorts of shenanigans in other states. They're saying they're going to let states just say we're going with popular vote. If Trump challenges that, even though the Constitution says that's it, they're going to try to block it. And you even see the Supreme Court now suddenly ruling against him a whole bunch. You suddenly see the generals talking trash about him. They intend to remove Trump in 115 days. Remember, I told you he was going to win. And he's going to really win the real vote in 115 days, folks. But I think they're going to remove him by coup unless we admit that they're coming with the coup. Savannah?
I completely agree, and I mean, this has happened time and time again, just like you talked about with Russian collusion. This has been an attack on the president since the day, since before he even got into office. So, you know, we're seeing this amp up because, as you've clearly seen, Joe Biden cannot even form a coherent sentence. They have nothing to go on, and now they're just actively trying to push the president out because that's really all they can do at this point.
And then there'll be a panel and an emergency congressional hearing, and then they will select who the new president is. They want this on purpose, just like before they had a pope for life, then it was predicted to be two popes. Others said there might be three popes. They want to get rid all over the place of anything traditional. But here in America, they want to get rid, again, of the president really being elected, have a big commission, have a big crisis, and then have constitutional amendment to get rid of the Electoral College and bring in a new presidential type system that's more parliamentary. They're going to gut the country all right now. Whether Trump wins or loses, the main assault is here. Owen?
Well, the coup is on. I mean, I don't think anybody denies the coup, whether you're in on the coup or against the coup. You're either with the coup because you say Trump's a Nazi or racist or whatever, so, oh, we're justified in removing him from office or killing him. And then if you're a Trump supporter, you say, look at all the lies about Trump. Look at the lies about his crowd size. Look at the lies about his past. Look at the lies about what he says. So there's no doubt the coup is on. Again, I mean, Alex, I just get frustrated because it's like we know who did the coup. We have the 20 to 30 names who did it. And
they've already had failed coups caught red-handed. They didn't get in trouble. And so if Berman and people don't start arresting people last month, we're done.
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's like arrests need to happen before the election or we're going to face a real coup. And I'm afraid it's going to be a war. I really am afraid of that. And I don't think the average leftist that we'll play clips of from a rally we had earlier this week, the average leftist is not my enemy. They're a brainwashed fool. They couldn't even, you know, tell the real story of America if they you know, went to college or whatever. So,
they can't. I mean, they think Frederick Douglass was a white supremacist. They think Orwell, major leftist publications are calling for him to have his books banned because he, quote, didn't like communists, so that means he's a Nazi. He was in the Spanish Civil War and shot by Nazis through the throat and was almost killed, but he was there in Spain around the communists and saw them being as bad as the Nazis. So 1984 was about how Stalin was as bad as the Nazis. So you're shot fighting real Nazis, and the Antifa gets to say you're a Nazi. It's all about them being God, them being the boss, and all of us their slaves. That's what it is.
In fact, Alex, you called out the coup before anybody else. It was literally election night, and people didn't understand what you meant when you said it's going to get worse. Well, this is what he meant. And I'll be honest, Alex, I think about this. I think about, you know, is it time for Alex Jones and InfoWars to declare war on the deep state and literally say, okay, if we don't have arrests by October 31st, 2020, we call for 50,000 armed men to meet us at the Texas Capitol, and we'll set up our own autonomous zone. And we'll go wherever we need to go and drag out whoever we need to drag out by the scuff of their neck until we start to get some arrests or we start to get some action. I don't want to do that. I know you don't want to do that. That's why we take political action. That's why we come on air every day. But it's reaching a point where, yeah, there's an active coup going on. It's been going on for 4 years. People should be hanging from ropes for treason right now. This is getting out of control.
And by the way, we're not up here
lined up and shot.
We're not up here in camo acting tough about we're going to have a war with the UN and all this. We're already under UN control. We're under globalist control. But we've got pockets of America left. And people have to decide what they're going to do. I'm just simply telling everybody, when they take Trump out, he's right. He said, look, they don't really hate me. They hate you. I'm just standing in their way. That's really what's going on here, okay? And Trump is surrounded. I'm surprised he's done this much good. I love him. He's the real deal. Everybody else is being threatened with arrest or imprisonment or have had the FBI visit them because Trump still doesn't have control of the Justice Department. And so other people, when they get the visits or the threats, they turn against the president because they're under duress. Why do you think all these big sites have turned against the president? Because they have a gun to their head. They put the gun to my head. I said, pull the trigger. Most people don't do that. Roger Stone said, pull the trigger. They're trying to put him in prison. By the way, I know whether Trump's giving him a pardon or not. I've been asked not to say. I'll just tell you, the Drudge Report headline is very accurate right now. You put it back on screen. Developing Trump to pardon Stone. Well, yeah. Yeah. He's I love how I always have to wait. I don't get to break stuff, even though I know it a week ago. As of a week ago, Trump is going to pardon the president. But, I mean, Trump is going to pardon Stone. It just makes my head want to explode. I just cannot handle this anymore. It's unbelievable. And they act like the conviction of Stone validates Russiagate. There's no Russiagate there. And the left knows that. You're the stinkers that hate the country. Can you imagine if the left actually ran this nation? They're never going to run it. You're being used as the scum to overthrow the country, and then you're going to be put on lockdown, dumbasses.
Yeah, how long did CHOP last? 2 weeks? 3 weeks? That's about how long their reign would last. Maybe less.
They're just there. It's in the IMF documents. They're there to destroy confidence. The globalists come in and buy everything up, and everybody's poor permanently. Hey, everybody wants to be poor permanently and have little leftist spies that come inspect your house weekly? Get ready. You're going to have, like Tony Montana says in Scarface, a Chavano on every corner telling you what to do, how to sleep. You understand? You're going to be a total slave.
2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July, once a year, mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
One last breath, the four wind blows. You better raise your ears. Because the sound of hooves knock at your door.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks. We are here with Savannah Hernandez and Owen Schroyer. All the cameras aimed in close on me. The most boring thing to watch. And we're talking about how real this is. The whole world history is about coups and counter coups and empires being overthrown and republics being overthrown and wars. And you look at what's happening, it's all being run against us for real. And because Americans have had so much freedom and been so soft for so long, we are literally watching the Supreme Court line up against the president, the Pentagon signal against the president, because these people are all hedging their bets that if it looks like Trump loses, even if it's fraudulent, they're going to hang him out to dry. Because they want to be there when the country gets carved up. They want money. And so countries like this don't die over long periods of time. They get sick over long periods of time and rot, and then they die. You go off a cliff, and there's a sudden collapse, and you get sacked, and you get ruined. After a while, the barbarians wander off, and an outside empire comes in and takes over. This is the end of the country, ladies and gentlemen. You have to understand that. The globalists will shut off the central city, shut down the highways, and they'll wait a year or two, like they did with the Russians, till you starve to death, till you accept the central control of the globalist communists. And you're going to have ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center trained people, in your house every week. You're going to have your families put into apartment buildings with other families. They're going to watch everything you do. This is the dream of these globalists. And so you need to understand, they want to break you. They think you're weak, and they're coming for you. Savannah Hernandez, more comments on this situation.
No, Alex, I've only been following politics for the past 2 years, but everything that you've talked about, I mean, has come true, and you've been ahead of the time, you've been ahead of the curve time and time again, and I just hope that people listen to you and they put out the message that you're getting across, because, like we've talked about, they've been attacking President Trump since before he's even been in office, and they've been laying down the groundwork, and we're seeing it time and time again, and you know, 2020 isn't going to get any calmer. Everyone keeps waiting for it to calm down, and it's not going to calm down because, you know, up in November we have this election, and no matter what the outcome is, it's going to be a fight either way. So,
because the people running the attack never get in trouble. The people up on top, the foreign banks, the Chi-Coms, they never pay, but Trump's starting to actually make them pay. I mean, pulling out of the WHO, shutting down China. I mean, Trump's swinging for the fences. He's fighting hard. I mean, if this was a Godzilla movie, Godzilla's like just threw Megalon, you know, into the ocean. I mean, he's fighting.
Yeah, the problem is if they install Biden, or, you know, he would just be a placeholder for whoever they bring in after that.
Oh, that's a Chinese dictatorship.
He
said in a video 2 years ago that we need to be under Chinese rule.
They'll literally put us right back in the WHO. They'll sign us right back into the TPP. They'll sign us right back into the Paris Climate Accord. So, I mean, look, Trump needs to deal a death blow to the deep state. He needs to deal a death blow to the globalists. And that's arresting their heads in the West. I mean, that's just the most peaceful way to do this, in my view, because, like you said, if we have a massive victory, which I would expect for Trump, maybe not as massive as we'd hope, but I think the real polls and the just turnout for rallies indicate anything, not the fake TV polls. It's that, yeah, Trump is still ahead, and now the left is going after their own. I mean, there's protests calling for governors and mayors to resign in all these left-run cities. They're Democrats. They're all Democrats. There's rallies outside of Democrat mansions all across.
That's right. They want to bring the whole country down because they're going down, and they want to then reorganize it in a Marshall Plan. And by the way, when I talk about Biden openly saying we need to be run by China, they found the article with the video. Put it back on screen. I know this sounds insane. I know it sounds crazy. This is what a takeover looks like. Flashback. Biden calls for communist Chinese influence in, quote, all levels of government, classrooms, and boardrooms. That was back under Obama during the ongoing takeover. They had sold us out. But in the last minute, the people of the Republic elected Trump and stuck our foot in the door. And that's why the Washington Post is telling the military, if you stand with Trump when we try to steal the election and he contests it, we're going to arrest you. And the military is like, well, we'll fight this. The top brass are scum.
But think about
it. So remember that, and just this last point. It's three big brokerage firms, the big mutual funds, and five banks, okay? All Trump has to do is actually in control of the Justice Department. They have all the dirt. All you do is arrest those people right now. The whole thing will roll over just like that. You just got to arrest. I mean, you arrest 100 people. It's over. The president knows who they are. I'll give them a damn list. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, and the other thing that I think we're looking at, too, for 2020. OK, if Trump does win and they give him the victory instead of faking that Joe Biden won, what are you going to have? You're going to have so much looting and rioting and burning and destruction on the streets, just like after we saw when Trump won the first time in D.C. during the inauguration. They'll just do it election night, and they'll just do it the next night and the next night and the next night. And so then there'll be all this chaos, and then the media can swoop in and say, oh, wait, we've done a recount. Biden actually won. And there'll be so much chaos and crap on the streets, they can actually roll the president out of the White House with the corrupted military heads that they have. That's why they're so desperate to keep Flynn on the sidelines with this corrupt judge now refusing to drop the case.
Exactly. Like Trump just has the 100 globalists arrested, and they've got all the files on all of them. The whole thing will roll over. The stock market will double, and it's over. America already dominates the planet. It's us with the Chi-Coms. It's got to stop.
Oh, you free this country. It's a joke, the amount of prosperity that this country could have. I mean, the next day, you free Americans from this mental enslavement. You free Americans from this victimhood mentality.
I mean, we're under a damn cult, Savannah.
I completely agree, Alex. And, you know, going out and being outside and facing these people has really woken me up personally to this. And that's why I'm very passionate about
it. We're going to play some of that next segment.
Because, you know, we have completely seen the dismantling of the nuclear family, the indoctrination of our youth, of college students, the abolishment of the police and the defunding of this, the dismantling of the system that Ilhan Omar just called for, someone in our very own Congress. So we've seen this time and time again that just so many people are trying to destroy America from within. And I mean, it's been a crazy thing to see, Alex, and these are wild times to be living in.
And by the way, you're a good example of how InfoWars runs. We might have the former top lawyer that wrote the U.S. and global bioweapons law. We might have a former, you know, multi-star general on. We might have a member of Congress on. But we hired you to do, I guess, you know, do video editing, write up some of the logs of the show, mm-hmm. do some basic stuff like that, work on production. But I said, hey, you ought to get on air. And then now you've gone out in the field. You've not been radicalized by Alex Jones. You've not been told what to think or do. You've actually been here and seen it for yourself.
Exactly. And again, it comes down to just me wanting to go express my First Amendment right. And I challenge anybody, any American, to go and do this just so they can experience for themselves just how far we've come as a country where you can't even go express your own First Amendment right on the streets of America without being violently attacked. We have groups, we have BLM, we have Antifa that think they run these streets. We have communist organizations, anarchists that are infiltrating our country, that are taking over the Democratic mayors and governors that have all been exposed with all of this COVID nonsense, with all of this lockdown, with, you know, being pro-BLM protests and anti-lockdown protests. It's so hypocritical, and people are really starting to wake up now. The average person who was not involved in politics is now realizing how corrupt everything is and how much our government has been infiltrated by these...
All my wife's friends aren't super liberals, but they're liberals. They all hate the New World Order now, mm-hmm. hate the lockdown. They're telling me about George Soros. I run into random women and men that don't even know who I am. They're asking me if I know about, you know, the pedophile rings. I mean, the globalists have screwed the pooch. So it's I get it, Owen. You're in the middle of this all day like I am, so you get pissed. You got to understand that. Let me tell you, they've really screwed themselves.
Let me kind of clarify, because I'm going to respond to what Savannah said with my, if you want to say pessimism or whatever. It's not pessimism. It's that there's this.
This is too damn dangerous to let this go any further.
And there's this whole notion that people have that someone else is going to fight the fight for them, or someone else is going to take care of the problem, and someone else. No, you have to do it, man. You have to do it. And again, that's not anti-Trump. Trump is our Michael Jordan. If Jordan misses 32 shots, he's still taking the last shot. He's still the best player. That's Trump. So he's going to have the ball in his hand at the end of the game. But if you're not there to set the screen, if you're not there to pass him the ball, if you're not there on the floor, then he's a man on his own. They're going to
exactly. Quit thinking that Trump, Michael Jordan, can win the basketball game. He can't do it alone.
People have to get active. They need to realize you're in the fight for this country. You listening to this.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is the product, we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants, designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You can run on for
just a few weeks ago in Savannah, got attacked. She peacefully held up a sign saying, "Police Lives Matter," in the name of a black police officer who was killed. We'll play the latest attack coming up.
Extremely distressing to me.
Whoa, whoa.
Now, that happened That happened a few weeks ago, and for people on radio that can't see it, you got millions of views on Twitter and everywhere. She hits you, you elbow her, she runs over and starts crying to one of the 6'5" trainees.
Yeah, you know, they want to hit you and they want to be violent, but when you push back, they don't know how to handle it. She looked extremely shocked, and my favorite part is right here where she just, like, bows her head down because she's so upset, and she cried for 5 minutes after that shoulder check, because, and again, that was me defending myself after being attacked by this woman for over an hour.
Well, they're LARPing. They think they're playing Fortnite. This isn't Fortnite.
Exactly. And again, too, like, these people, that's the thing, Alex. They want a war, so they say. They want to take over. They want to have total control. But when push comes to shove and they attack you and you fight back, they don't know how to handle it. And the first people they call are the same ones they're calling to defund now.
And here's how the illusion works. I'm going to get Owen's take on this before you play your next video. All these big corporations capitulate to the most ridiculous stuff, like, oh, we'll stop having chess games and saying white knight takes black rook or whatever. They're saying all of this to create a gaslighting event. They admit it. So all the big corporations say, oh, we're going to play at the start of the NFL the black national anthem and all this to divide the country. People say this is crazy. Yeah, it's on purpose. It's the big money. It's the foreign countries. This is attack on the nation. And it's so obvious, but people see the peer pressure and they think, if I just bow again, like the Chick-fil-A owner has now disgraced himself and says, now you need to get down and polish black people's shoes. As if the idea that you're white, you're bad, that's racism. Imagine if somebody said blacks should get down and polish somebody's shoes. It's insane. Owen?
Well, and I haven't had a Chick-fil-A sandwich since. I probably won't. Same thing goes for this other local restaurant that makes me wear a mask when I'm standing outside. Okay, I'm never, like you said, like, I'm never shopping here again. If you want to kill your business that way, then so be it. That's a sacrifice I'm willing to make. But, you know, when it comes to these protesters out on the streets, you know, it's weird because you can say there's enemies of freedom, but that's not, to me, the correct psychological approach, because I don't sit here and see them as my enemy. I don't see them as an enemy of freedom. I think if you ask them, they want to be free too, just like anybody else. But what they've become unwittingly is obstacles of freedom. They have become obstacles of freedom. And as soon as Americans in mass are willing to fight for their freedom, like you said, Alex, it's a trap. You're now an obstacle. You're going to get run over. Use the cars running these people over in the streets as a physical example. Now, and then, Alex, we were talking off air. The problem is they've got the whole left-wing activists in control of all the justice. So, you know, 10,000 people can be surrounding your vehicle, threatening to kill you, smashing the windows and everything. And if you plow through it, you're the bad guy.
That's right. They got the corporations. They got the judges. They got the media. Now, all over the place, Black Lives Matter can beat people up, kill them. But if somebody fights back now, they're being charged everywhere. And the judges are proud of it because they're all a bunch of scum that were put in power because the system picked them because they were followers. This is rule by followers.
There are three instances right now. Someone painted over a Black Lives Matter in the street facing hate crime charges. Somebody painted White Lives Matter in the street facing hate crime charges. Somebody, this is the craziest thing. Somebody drove over, they put a pride flag on the road. Somebody literally just drove over it. They're investigating it for a hate crime.
And they said that they burn out on it. You can look, it's not even a burnout. It's tiny black mark. Imagine you write something on the street and then, but I noticed on Twitter it shows the cops celebrating it, standing on it. I mean, and so now they're saying, oh, you disrespected it that way, even though they were out there worshiping the LGBT system.
I mean, Alex, let's be honest. That's no burnout. I mean, you know what a burnout looks like. That's not a burnout.
I hope somebody burns out on it because it's an in your face thing that they continue to push everywhere.
So, but that's the point is, oh, you drove over and left a mark on a pride flag. We're investigating you for hate crime.
Let's go back to that Twitter account. Look at this. They say investigators would like to speak with the driver responsible for defacing a recently installed pride crosswalk at 16th Street, and it goes on. Now, if you scroll down, people go, hey, wait a minute. You're standing on the symbol of royalty and power. This is nothing but the globalist party, the Democratic Party, saying we own you, we run you. They're painting Black Lives Matter on the street officially in front of Trump Tower as if Trump's done something wrong. Again, this is just all about their virtue signaling, Savannah.
Alex, and I don't know if you saw this story as well, but somebody had hacked into one of the, like, digital traffic signs on the side, and they put All Lives Matter. They're investigating that as well. And it's ridiculous, because, again, I'm so tired that Black Lives Matter, which, again, is a Marxist organization, is allowed to paint their slogan across our cities, all across America. And also, it's okay for you to burn
the American flag. It's their gang mark. It's like a dog hiding
exactly.
his leg and pissing on you.
It's okay for you to burn the American flag, but if you stand on a rainbow crosswalk, that's a hate crime. It's ridiculous. And we need to take back our streets, okay? Because, again, and I always say this, Black Lives Matter and Antifa think they own the streets. You guys just talked about how they also own all these justices and everyone else. We need to start breaking the narrative that everyone's going to bow down to this, because right now that's what it looks like. Conservatives are not standing up for their...
That's right. They think bowing makes it go away.
Exactly. So that's why we've reached this point.
These people got charged.
We need to break the narrative that nobody, you know, stands up for America anymore. And again, too, Alex, that's why I wanted to go out as well and stand up, because... I knew I was going to get attacked, and that's the point I wanted to make, too, is that why in America in 2020 can a minority woman, female, not stand peacefully with the sign without being attacked by a mob of crazy Antifa leftists?
By the way, it was mainly white dudes that was hard.
It's like, always white people. It's always white people, Alex, or Hispanic people. Like, honestly, too, with these Black Lives Matter protests, it's like white people and Hispanic people. Like, it's usually the black people that are will come and talk with me, but they're not attacking me. And it's ridiculous. We've gone so far as a country, and I'm so done with
people. Yeah, look at this white dude. Like he's like a foot and a half taller than you, and he's bumping you with his elbow.
Yeah. Yep.
He's lucky Owen didn't knock him upside the head.
I want to be clear. I was told not to.
No, I understand. I understand. No, you were scared of him. I'm joking. And so let's go ahead and roll the audio of this for radio listeners. But this is you in front of the police station trying to say Black Lives Matter and with the name of the police officer captain that was brutally murdered who was black. Here it is. Let's roll the audio. And you try to get away from him, too.
And remember, Alex, I planned this rally because I went to the other one and they attacked me because they said I was at there. So I planned this for myself outside of them.
And then they show up.
Yes, and then look what happens. I get surrounded.
I should have said that right up front. That you planned a rally. Please laugh about it. You folks showed up. I guess I need to be part of this. We should announce like a week ahead. We got like 1,000 people out there.
Alex, these people do not own these streets anymore, and that's why I wanted to come stand up, because in my first video, I did not fight back. I sat there and I kept letting that girl attack me, but this time, no. And that's why I wanted to stand on the street corner and say that I have a right to stand here. I have a right to be here. These people do not own APD. They do not own these city streets. They don't own City Hall. They don't own America. They don't own this country. We do. Americans do. So stand up, get off your ass, and get off of Twitter.
You know what is interesting about this? That event, though, Alex, and I think Savannah and the other people that were there, some of the crew members would agree. Savannah was kind of hinting at this. The black people that showed up that were just genuinely there because they're against police brutality or oppression or whatever, and you know, are kind of open-minded. I had some legitimate conversations with some of them. In fact, one of them has agreed to come on the War Room next week.
Good.
But it's these white Antifa people who are clearly trained.
Oh, they're trained communists to think they're God.
And here's how you can identify them. They all wear helmets. They all wear these damn helmets. And in fact, I went back and I reviewed.
They wear black helmets and black masks because they don't want people to know they're white.
And I think that I really think that these are college professors.
Oh, they are.
These are college professors. These are UT student teachers, assistants, and college professors. That's why.
Well, they are. We find every time they get arrested, they are.
And so that's and then. So it's like they ruin the actual Black Lives Matter, whether or not you agree with it or not.
Because it's all Soros. They're in control.
Yeah.
It's these crazy, you know, it is these crazy-ass white people. I'm sorry, Alex.
We're going to go to break. Well, they're leftists that have been brainwashed. Yeah, they're told they're about to rule. This is their political takeover, and they know damn well what they're doing. We're going to break. 15 more minutes with these guys. Dan Lyman's back in studio with big breaking news. A lot of other big stuff breaking to hear today. Please don't forget, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. Right now, the 4th of July special has to end by Sunday, and a lot of these items won't be back in for a while because the supply chain is breaking down. So get your X2, get your X3, your Vitamin Mineral Fusion, get your Winter Sun now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.